A Department of Defense-sponsored mobile job store is traveling the country to assist veterans looking for work. With the Hero to Hired initiative, veterans can register in a database, explore job listings, research career options and training resources, craft a resume, and get tips on marketing themselves, according to Army Sergeant Major Wayne Bowser.
This is a free system overall to all job seekers, as well as it's free to all employers. It's driven by DOD under Yellow Ribbon Program, so it's free across the board to all.
The Hero to Hired mobile unit has been on the road for 5 months and has signed up 30,000 veterans and 3,000 employers. Tuesday, it was in Chicopee for a job fair for veterans. There are 1 million veterans out of work, and that number is expected to grow by tens of thousands this year as the pace of military discharges increase. The unemployment rate for young male veterans is double the rate for non-veterans, according to the U.S. Labor Department. There are a lot of reasons for the high jobless rate, according to Earl Bonnet, Massachusetts Vice Chairman of the organization Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve.
Take a service member who has a specialty. And while he's gone, his company goes belly up. Well, all the employees who are not serving their country that had that specialty are getting any of those jobs in the area that he could have competed for were he here.
He says there are also employers who, for whatever reason, are reluctant to hire veterans. Kimberly Babin, the director of the Department of Veterans Services for the city of Chicopee, has launched a project to encourage employers to hire veterans.
So that type of training, why let it go to waste? You know, these employers can tap in on that. You have somebody who's very respectful, somebody who knows integrity, core values, that live these things. Why not have those people in your workplace?
Babin invites any employer with a job opening to contact her office, and she can make referrals through the other 244 Veterans Service Officers throughout Massachusetts. At Tuesday's job fair in Chicopee, which was co-sponsored by the local Chamber of Commerce, there were 29 employers with 60 job openings and scores of unemployed or underemployed veterans. Nicholas Bodwin of Westfield got out of the Army last April and is looking for work.
A lot of people are going out of their way to help you to get a better civilian job when you get out, which is nice because you don't run into that too often anymore. And now the military is trying to make it to where it's easier for veterans coming out of the military.
The U.S. Labor Department this week awarded $1.7 million in grants to New England organizations to provide job training for homeless veterans. Soldier On of Northampton received two grants of $200,000 each. The organization's president, John Downing, says it'll provide training for up to 160 homeless veterans.
Which is a significant number when you look at the four counties in western Massachusetts that we serve with these grants and the general population of veterans.
Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.